MFA. It is exciting for me to be back at the FFA National Convention. The last time I sat in this audience was 2015, when I had the privilege to serve on the National FFA Board of Directors. I'm very happy to be joining you today. Like many of you, farming played a central role in my childhood. I have four siblings, all of them are boys. My father farmed, and my mother was a home economics teacher. We grew row crops, beans, wheat, and sugar beets in Northern California. Do we have any Californians in the house? When I was about 10 years old, my parents decided to diversify their operation by adding almond production to the mix. There was only one problem. My father didn't have time to tend another crop. So my mom gathered all of us kids together and told him that we'd figure it out. And we did. It was hard work. My brothers would tell you that they worked harder than I did. But I do remember the calluses and the occasional sunburn that came from raking almonds in the sun. I also remember my mother's encouraging words that somehow drowned out all of our complaints. And I remember being told, and then recognizing for myself, that I could do anything my brothers did. Today I'm proud to say that I am a fifth-generation family farmer, and that I am privileged to help to lead one of the world's largest privately owned companies. Agriculture is how I got my start. It instilled in me an appreciation for hard work and a healthy work ethic. It taught me optimism and resilience and other values that are critical to success. I know that some things like the weather or other people's actions are out of our control. We have to manage through tough times with the right attitude. And it helped me to understand how much more can be accomplished when we work together toward a common goal, whether that be raking rows of almonds or addressing critical issues about global agriculture, like the ones I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. These values followed me through college and have influenced my career. To put it simply, agriculture is how I became the person that I am today and how I find myself standing on this stage in front of all of you. So the future of agriculture is deeply personal to me. It's personal to my colleagues at Cargill, and I know it's personal to each of you. At Cargill, we get to see the positive impact that the food and ag industry has on the world every day. It's an impact I hope that you get to see too, because you know what? You're a part of it. It's a simple fact that agriculture and the farmers, ranchers, and growers who are at the heart of it feeds the world. Farming is, and always has been, a noble profession. But today we also face critical issues like climate change and deforestation and the need for water conservation, let alone the question of how we will feed 9 to 10 billion people who are expected to be on this planet in 2050 within planetary boundaries. You may have heard that agriculture contributes to some of these issues. And the truth is, it does. So we must come together as agriculture leaders of today and as the leaders of tomorrow, and that's all of you, to show the world that agriculture is how we'll ensure a safer and more sustainable food system for everyone. What does that look like? Well, it starts with farmers. Farmers have always been stewards of the land and water. Today, we have new information and technology that can make their operations more efficient and more sustainable. Last year alone, Cargill trained 1.6 million farmers around the world in more sustainable agricultural practices. Farmers like those who are participating in the Central Nebraska Irrigation Project, Let's hear it for Nebraska. In the most practical sense, this program, which is a collaboration between Cargill, Nestle Purina, and the Nature Conservancy, is about reducing the amount of water it takes to produce beef. It's also about providing tools and technologies that farmers need to create a more sustainable production system and to help them make better decisions, the kind of decisions that have a positive impact on their profits and on the planet. I think one of the farmers participating in the program said it best. The development of technology and the aspect of conservation is important to our family because it guarantees that agriculture will be around for a long time to come. Agriculture is how his family supports itself while also helping to feed the world. That's something I think all of us can celebrate. I have three children at home, and they are heavy consumers of technology, and I'm sure that many of you are too. Some of our schools in Cargill's home state of Minnesota, where are the Minnesotans? Some of our schools have recently said goodbye to snow days. Instead, they're equipping students with iPads and offering virtual learning days when buses can't run due to weather. Now, I'm not sure all of the students love that use of technology, but let's be honest, I never got to experience a snow day growing up in Northern California. My point is, technology plays a central role in all of our lives. It makes things possible that seemed impossible. And what some people outside this stadium may not realize is that ag has always been a technology industry. Whether it's smart weather sensors and the mobile apps like we're piloting in Nebraska, or the ability to use artificial intelligence to track if an individual animal is eating, drinking, or showing signs of discomfort, or even the reformulation of foods we eat every day to make them healthier. Technology is contributing to unprecedented changes in agriculture, food, and nutrition. I've seen it firsthand during my career at Cargill, but I have to admit that when I was sitting in your seat, I would never have imagined vertical farms that reach to the sky instead of growing over acres of land, a variety of plant and cell-based protein products in the grocer's cooler that sit alongside conventionally produced animal protein, and perhaps even someday, a single tablet that meets all of our nutritional needs for a day or even longer. Think about what that could do to help with world hunger. We may not be there yet, but our future, your future, is only limited by what we can dream and what we can innovate. In my opinion, agriculture is the industry where world-changing innovations are happening and will continue to happen. And agriculture is how we'll combine technology with purpose. You see, that's the thing about agriculture. It's always been about opportunity. Consider the history of Cargill. Cargill had simple beginnings, starting with a single grain storage facility at the end of a railroad in rural Iowa. Are there Iowans in the house? It was the 1860s, and grains that had been shipped along lakes and rivers could now be moved quickly along the rails. Our founder, W.W. Cargill, saw that as an opportunity and embraced it. Wherever the railroad went, he followed. Over 25 years, a business that started with a single flat warehouse, it grew to include 71 storage elevators in 5 states. For that time, that was really big. William Cargill was a visionary, but I doubt that he could have imagined how big and diverse his company would become. Today, we operate in 70 countries around the world and have 160,000 employees. My colleagues come from a variety of fields spanning food science, ag engineering, biotechnology, supply chain management, environmental science, and more. Yet it all started with one person embracing an opportunity made possible through agriculture. This year we celebrate 50 years of women gaining full national membership in the FFA.